Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to Toronto. I know you guys are not. Well, yeah. How often do you guys get to Toronto?
Not that often.
No, really?
No.
What's going on back in Quebec? Colder?
Colder, yeah. I would say. We got way more snow than you guys. My dad lives in St. Mary's, Ontario, and it's like he laughs at us all the time, and he's not that far because he hardly gets any snow.
Well, this is like a regular Toronto snow winter. Like everyone's kind of, it's just been cold. I feel for some of the tradespeople because we've been getting as low as it feels like minus 21 Celsius for all the Americans listening, right? Which is bitter cold.
Yeah.
And then you got to make that decision. Are we going to work today or what's the story?
Because to give you an idea, right now in Quebec, it's like minus 22 and here it's minus 5 And it's like, what, we're 6 hour apart driving?
That's why the show's in Toronto.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, welcome. I really appreciate it. We talked on the phone. It was a good couple of talks that we had. And I'm fascinated by Go Nano and what you guys are doing. And then now you guys are also, you guys going to IBS?
Not IBS.
But you got other shows you're going to be attending.
Yeah. Next week we're at IRE. Then we're going to the Miami Disaster Show. And then we're going to SolarCon in Vegas in April.
So you guys are busy, huh?
A lot of airports
in the future.
Oh, yeah. 35 flights last year.
Yeah.
100,000 kilometers and six days spent in a plane.
And then just educating, talking to people, figuring out what's going on.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to get right into the Go Nano products. We're going to talk about what you guys are doing, how you guys are protecting it, and everything that's going on behind it, right? And a little bit of science.
Yeah, a tiny bit of science.
Sure. Contractor, just for me. It's all for me. That's all it is. I want a little bit of science. But let me share the information. www.gonano.com. And then you can reach them at charles@gonano.com. And I guess just we're talking nanotechnology, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you guys are doing a bunch of other things as well. We'll get into that. But how do you want to begin this show? How do you guys want to?
I mean,
how was the company? How old is the company?
It's 6 years old. So the company literally started, maybe a little bit of background about the company. I'm the CEO of the company, owner, founder of the company. And basically I started
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Charles.
Yeah. Yeah,
no problem. Charles to the left of me, Jonathan to the right of me. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So basically I started a company about 6 years ago, started other project. But I landed on nanotechnology space a little bit before starting Go Nano. It was in a different market. It was in the window market. But at one point, I was just looking at roof. It was like, now that I know that nanotechnology exists, how there is nothing that exists for roof? And I just started doing a bunch of research. And there was already a lot of research across the world about asphalt pavement. Right?
Yeah.
How can we improve the asphalt pavement industry using nanotechnology? And basically, all the research led to the same thing. It improved the asphalt modulus, flexibility, resistance to wear and tear, resistance to water. So it's like, okay, all the research are all pointing the same direction. So at that point, it's like, okay, then it works, right? And I just started, I got a grant from the government of Canada. At that point, worked with the National Center of Electrochemistry in Quebec. And basically, that's where everything started. And
the research was all coming out of Canada or the U.S. or North America?
So the initial research that I did, yes, it was mainly in Quebec at the beginning. So we started with that. But with all the research that were already existing about the asphalt industry, which was from India, the American Society of Civil Engineers, there was like tons of research. They were all pointing to the same point, right? And now it was just like, how can we make it for asphalt shingle roof?
Okay.
That was the main idea of it.
Because the shingles have, the properties of shingles are very similar to the properties of asphalt.
Yeah, boats, bitumen, right?
Yeah.
Bitumens and rocks. That's the main part of it. So after that, it's just to find the right solution. It's a little bit different, but it's quite the same. The main difference when it comes to asphalt shingles, it's the pre-oxidation process that doesn't really happen on asphalt. Because the idea is like when you create a road, right? You can go on that road for, let's say, 24, 48 hour until it oxidizes and it bonds all together, right? Okay. The big difference on a shingle roof, it's a pre-made product, right? You're installing it right away on the roof. You don't have to cure it, nothing about it, right? So it's pre-oxidized. So that's the main thing. So it's a little bit, there's more air inside of an asphalt shingle than on a road pavement. That's why, okay. Like, let's see, you're creating a brand new road, right? It's all dark, really, really dark. And over time, it gets grayer and grayer, right? That's the oxidation process. That's why it's become more brittle and brittle. It's going to break over time.
It's drying out?
It's drying
out. That's what's happening.
Exactly. Okay. But now you see a brand new shingle. It's pretty much already dried out, right? You can take a brand new shingle. You can break it. It's not that flexible because it's already pre-oxidized.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay. Yep. All right. That makes sense.
And I think we can all agree that the way shingles are manufactured today, they're not lasting as long as they used to.
Nope.
Right?
No, they're not. Well, yeah. I mean, I think you could probably say that about a bunch of products that are happening today, yep. right? So I know there's a meme going around right now on social media about a 75-year-old refrigerator that's still working.
Yeah.
And it's being compared to an Energy Star refrigerator today, and it's consuming the exact same power.
Yep.
Both units are.
Yeah. Especially in places like Texas, we have a couple of dealers in Texas. Well, more than a couple. We got quite a few dealers now in Texas. And their roofs, if they're lucky, they're lasting 10 years, 12 years.
Because max. Of the sun exposure, the heat?
The heat, the sun.
So does the heat speed things up more than the cold?
So there's literally, like, what age a shingle? It's heat, oxidation, right? These two are the main one, right? And UV.
Does it get worse if it's heat, cold, heat, cold?
So it age different ways.
Okay.
So let's say what we see is, for example, in South Southern market, it's going to become a lot brittle faster because it's dry out, right? Where in Canada, for example, where everything's north, let's say, where we have freeze cycle, the big difference is that shingle will break down a different way. That's why we see here more shingle curlings a lot faster. You won't see that really often in the south where shingle curls after 13 years. Here, the main difference is that shingle had so many freeze cycle over time that now it's like the asphalt is not even linking together. It's literally all separate. You can look at it under a microscope. It's like all little space of asphalt. It's not one block of asphalt anymore.
So is it a more challenging environment here because we're going through the two extremes? It's the two different kinds of challenges.
Exactly. So the challenge of the south is like where they have a lot of hailstorm. We have them as well in Alberta, but they have like more challenging weather. So if it brittles, then one little hailstorm is going to break the shingle, mm-hmm. right? Where here we have that a little bit less, but we deal more with water infiltration, which we cover as well with our product. But water infiltration and other ice damp stuff as well. So we're going to cover more of that. But our product started here in Canada, worked really well. So that's why I think it's a little bit more challenging the northern market than the southern market.
I would say so.
Yeah, but but people replace the roof faster south just because of hailstorm and wind damage because it gets so brittle so fast.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And then where are you not selling the product now? Or you guys are expanding the product to be sold anywhere there's asphalt shingles kind of thing, right?
Yeah, so we're from Hawaii. We are selling, we have two dealers in Hawaii, and we're selling in all provinces and all states right now.
Yeah. We're at a point, we've grown from, last year at this time, we were at 46 dealers in the U.S. We opened up the Canadian market last March, so about a year ago. Now we're sitting at 180 dealers between Canada and the U.S. 46 in Canada.
Somebody's doing a good job.
Yeah, it's going good really to hear. Well. Yeah,
because you're right. Like you said a little bit earlier, how the shingles are not lasting as long as they were, or whether the extreme, you know, the weather is becoming more and more extreme and exactly. It's challenging. But I think it's kind of a combination of both.
Yeah,
and the combination is as well of like the markets start to know and understand that what asphalt shingle manufacturer have been saying is false, right? They are saying, okay, yeah, on the packaging it's written 50 years shingle. But like most people now know that it's bullshit, right?
Yeah.
It's not true. Like most, like I've seen thousands and thousands of shingle. If you get, especially like in Canada, if you get up to 15, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in 1 year it can change, like you're looking at the shingle, it's not the way it was looking the year before.
Now Am I wrong to say that? Why don't you guys work together with the manufacturer and already have this coming out of the gate? No?
So we are starting some conversation. We can disclose with who right now.
Okay, no, that's fine.
But it comes back again that there's some manufacturer that are looking at ways to improve their products, but not all of them, right? Because still we're a capitalism country, right?
New shingles, new sales, new roof.
Why extend it?
Yeah.
But the way that we're pitching the idea to them is more like in a way, okay, now you're making a sale every 10 to 15 years. What about we include a maintenance package where you make money every five years, right?
Yeah, but I also want to let everybody know that this is not just for asphalt. You guys have technology and products that are also for
concrete
and wood right now.
And wood, right?
Yeah. Now, is it specifically just concrete, or are we talking about other kinds of stones as well, too?
Right now, it's only concrete.
Just concrete.
Yeah, concrete-made type of stuff and wood. Why we decided, like, we could manufacture other product for bricks and stuff like that, but we try to focus, right? We try to focus. The main problem is asphalt shingle roof, and as soon as you bring too much product, then it gets really complicated around people, and everyone has a roof, everyone has concrete, and everyone has wood. That's everyone has that. So for a contractor working with us, they can go to a home and now they have, they can cover all the surfaces, right?
I can only imagine the office has got a bunch of different samples of all the materials at different stages of their life, so.
Yeah, we have, outside there's a lot of shingles.
It's a mess.
There's a lot of
like little tags on them going, this is 20 years, this is 10 years, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, small bottles of test products and stuff like that. Yeah, we went through so many different products over time because at the beginning, how it started, right, it was just a product, 100% nanoparticle that we were using, which was good. It's actually, it's amazing, right? The only problem with it is that it only works really well for roof between 0 and 5 years old. Why? Because after that, you need some rejuvenation in that asphalt. You need to bring back some oil because only the particle can do the whole work. So after that, over time, 2 years ago, we started the Revive product line. And basically, Revive is really where we bring both science together. So how to rejuvenate, but how to bring the nanoparticle together as well to create really a big mix. So basically we rejuvenate, but we lock that oil into the roof while adding all the other properties like hydrophobic, the water just bead on top, impact resistance, wind resistance, and self-healing technology. That's the main thing as well about the nanoparticle. So
it would be a good idea to spray nano, go nano in the first 5 years?
Because
of a re-roof, right? Of a new roof.
So, like, you could go, like, on a brand new roof or under 5 years, doing it every 5 years to 100 years. Because it will never really age. Always keep, stay flexible, pliable. Honestly,
will it really last that long? If you were to maintain it that way.
Because the idea is, like, all of our data, and we'll share a little bit more about that later, but what it shows is, like, we literally stopped, or not stop, but reduce the aging speed by like 70 to 80%.
The oxidization of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're constantly replenishing it.
Exactly. So let's say we're going every 5 years and we rejuvenate that shingle with oil, right? Because that's what it lost. And with nanoparticle that makes it stronger. Then literally, if we're looking long-term picture, yes, we could go to 100 years.
To me, like as a contractor, but to me as a homeowner, to do this and spray it every 5 years, knowing that it will last that long and you never have to re-roof again.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. No?
And just after one application, you're getting a true 30-year roof, right? On a brand new roof, you're getting a true 30-year roof. So if you're doing that constant maintenance every 5 years, you're just continuously extending the life of it. Yeah. We've done all, and that's where we wanted to make sure, that we had some credibility, some backing behind us. We spent over $500,000 in testing with some of the biggest institutions in North America. So UL, ASTM, we did the Green Center here, which is just outside of Toronto. So we put our money behind, you know, where our mouth is to make sure that we can show that what we say the product does actually does it.
I would love to see like 100. So 100 years, really.
again, we're not 100 years out, right?
But even still, 50 years. I mean,
exactly. So the science shows us that, right? So the science, that's what it shows, like the aging speed that we saw, the reduction of the speed of aging. What we see is that, yeah, we could go to that, right? Because we're always rejuvenating that shingle. It never loses that much oil. It's always protected. It's going to be protected against ice damming, impact resistance, wind resistance, all of it, right? And it's not like the nanoparticle that you first install are going to be removed or go away. You're always adding more, and it's just like at the end, it's just like the most solid shingle you ever see of your life.
Oiling wood. You're just constantly oiling wood.
Like, yeah, good example. Like, theoretically, if you do the maintenance on your fence every 5 years or so with a good product, could you go to 100 years?
Of course,
yes,
you could.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're protecting the wood.
And so sometimes people get confused, right? You have two type of products. You have organic product and inorganic product, right? Organic's wood, right? Yeah. Concrete is inorganic.
Yeah.
But both will age, right? Asphalt shingles a little bit different because it's both. It's organic and inorganic, right? The bitumen is organic. The rocks on the top are inorganic. That's where really the science behind our product is that we had to develop what we call a nanoparticle, that it's a double bond nanoparticle. So that connects both of them. So that's where as well, you will never really lose any granules on top of your shingle anymore, right? Most people that will say is like, hey, I don't have to sweep my balcony after because the granules stay on the roof.
Yeah, or they clog their eavesdrops, right?
Exactly.
It gets full over time with age, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, do you want to get into some videos?
Yeah, for sure. This one you're seeing right now, actually, I might have to go back a little bit.
Back it up a bit if you want. Yeah.
This is something we do.
Do you want to give us some geography here? Like, where are we in some of those places?
Yeah. So, I'm curious. So this is a trade show. This is a booth that we put together where we're showing. Right now, you're seeing the treated side, and then you have the untreated side of the roof. And as you'll see here on the treated side,
the left side,
the water's just beating right off of the shingle. It's not absorbing into the shingle. On the other side, the far right, you see the water's
it's just absorbing into the shingle.
And the water's been running for probably 6 hours at that time.
Same amount of water. Here you go.
Here, what's interesting about that, a lot of people don't know why we use, that's a seltzer water. Yeah. Why we use seltzer water for that test?
I like sparkling water.
Yeah, man. I love it too.
It's not San Pellegrino. It's
it's the cheap stuff that we're using for that test. But
I know why you're doing that, because then you can clearly see it.
Nope, that's not even that.
Well, why is it doing?
Because if you take seltzer water, sparkling water, on an untreated shingle and you pour the water on top of it, all the carbonation will penetrate the shingle right away.
Mm-hmm. Will it really?
It will. Yeah.
See, I've never been in a situation where I got to pour carbonated water.
That's why in shows, that's what we show, because that's how we can explain the oxidation process, right? You're not absorbing air anymore.
How is it allowed to absorb? Because it's bonded to air?
It bonds, yeah. Because it's chemical, right? It's a chemical process, right? Every atom can connect, and then a chain forms. And that's how asphalt age. It's a form of oxygen that will just grow and grow to the point that it breaks, right? It's
clearly obvious in this video
that the bubbles stay at the surface level.
Yes.
The bubble don't penetrate. So that's a really, really visual way on, like, to understand how we stop the oxidative process.
That's smart. I like that.
Yeah.
It really hits home with people, because you're basically showing them, you know, this is a can of CO2, right? That's what causes oxidation. So, and we're showing them that, like he said, it penetrates into the untreated shingle. But on the treated side, when you put your hand at the bottom to capture the sparkling water, it's still fizzing. So this is how we can show
the chain hasn't happened then. That's right. Hasn't connected with the shingle.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's how we can slow down the aging.
Okay, that's very interesting.
And to be clear, we're not saying, like, a lot of our experience so far with people kind of curious about the product, and some of the roofers out there, a lot of them are like, I guess insecure in a way, thinking we're taking away their business.
Of course.
And that's not what we're trying to do, right? We're just trying to extend the life of roofs. We're trying to minimize the amount of waste, the amount of, like, how many billions of tons?
Like over 2 billion of tons per
just
year.
Just in Canada?
Year. No, it's Canada, U.S.
Yeah.
North, okay.
So we're trying to minimize that waste, right? Because you're not recycling that stuff. And in some cases where you're only doing one treatment, we're helping that customer maybe save, right? In the meantime, we're extending the life of the roof. We're helping them save for that eventual life roof replacement.
Yeah.
Or they can get on a maintenance program where we're continuously applying to the roof.
I call it like it's the repair program that brings in money, right? Because a lot of roofer don't want to go out there to do repair because it's low ticket item, right? Yeah. It's going to be $400, $500, $600, $700, right?
Yeah.
But now if you had a product, right? And that's the other thing that people loves, like the contractor, because most of the time when you get on an older roof and you try to do a repair, what's going to happen?
You're going to damage neighboring shingles, right?
Exactly.
Just because they're trying to get underneath there, right?
Because they are not pliable.
Yeah.
Right? But let's say you apply a Revive product line, right? It's going to revive that shingle. It's flexible again. Now you can work on that roof. So they just explained that to the homeowner. Hey, prior to the repair, we need to do that. We'll do it on the whole roof to make it all standard. Increase the lifespan of your roof, make it more flexible. It's going to make your life easier to repair your roof at the same time. But now instead of doing $500, you're doing $25,000, $3,000 in that repair job.
Yeah.
That's much better, right?
How long does it take to saturate the shingle?
To do an installation, you mean?
Yeah.
So it depends on the roof, like low pitch, low slope roof, let's say 2,000 square foot. It's going to take you maybe 45 minutes.
And then how long does it take to actually saturate? Like
minutes?
It's right away.
Yeah.
It's
the whole chemical right reaction, like the whole thing, like the beating of the water will increase over 7 days. But literally after like 10 minutes, 15 minutes after the application, if you pour a little bit of water, the water is already going to be on top of it.
And it's already assisting with loose granules?
Yeah.
So if you're already having a lot of buildup in the eavesdrops or you're actually seeing it on the ground, by putting it on, it's going to secure the granules even more.
It's going to secure them, but as well, like if you look under a microscope, maybe we'll show you a little bit. If you look under a microscope, like a shingle, you're going to see a lot of voids. You're going to see a lot of empty spaces.
Okay.
So that's where the UV ray is going to hit, right? And that's where it's going to age. If you look under like a 10,000X with our product, you can see that there is a nanofilm created at the surface level that create a big sunscreen on top of the roof. That's another way that we stop the aging, right?
Yeah. And the product's made here?
So what's sold in the US, it's made in the US. What's sold in Canada is made in Canada. So you can see on the left side.
That's under a microscope.
Yeah. So here on the left side, it's before, right? Yep. You can see a lot of void, right? Yeah. There is a lot of empty spaces. Right?
Yeah.
During when we apply a product, you can see it sits everywhere.
So it's like it's submerged now.
Yeah. Yeah. So
through a microscope, it looks like it's submerged.
Exactly. And on the other side after, it's modified. So you can see it doesn't look as like bright as the other one, right? Because it's like a nanofilm. But what I was saying earlier, the double bond nanoparticle is that you can see it coats the rocks, but it's not coats, right? It penetrates really inside. So it's an inside out. Can you show the other slide, Charles, just a little bit lower?
This one?
So that's like internal, what's happening.
Well, how deep you're going now? Like what is that?
So it's basically a shingle at the beginning, right? Or concrete, whatever, it penetrates inside. A shingle over time will get a lot of micro cracks inside them, right? It's going to break them. Our product penetrate and rejuvenate and repair the whole shingle. That's why we can take a 15 years old shingle and make it better than a brand new shingle.
And then it becomes pliable and it won't crack. It's not brittle anymore.
Exactly, because the nanoparticle will relink everything together. The oil in the product will rejuvenate the asphalt. The particle will reconnect everything together. So that's how it works. If you go, do we have the other one?
Does it work for skin?
For skin.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking us that, but no. Maybe if you go back on top here, the particle size.
Yeah, that's right.
So, like, if we go a little bit about what is nano, right? A lot of people, but like we've been talking about it now for like over 20 minutes. What is nano, right? It's something that's so small that it like penetrate inside and modify from the inside. So what I'd like to explain is, like, you can see all these different products. You have acrylic, you have silicon. So it's the molecular size of each particle there. So what we call is that there's two type of coatings. We don't like calling ourselves a coating, but for most people, that's what they will refer us to. So we are penetrating coating, if you want, because a coating is acrylic or silicon. It's something that you apply at the surface level. It's
topical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's going to...
That's not what you guys are doing.
No, because that's a really bad product, especially for asphalt shingle. Why? Because it's going to trap all the moisture in. It's going to peel at one... Like an acrylic product or silicon product. Let's say a topical product that you apply.
Yeah.
It's going to stop the roof from breathing. It's going to trap all the moisture inside. It's going to create mold problem over time.
You guys have seen this in testing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. There's a company that tried to do that, and they went bankrupt because they got sued because it's a really, really bad problem. But we can see it on concrete. That try to paint your concrete. What's going to happen?
No, it's going to flake over time.
It's going to peel.
You're not letting it... It's topical.
Exactly.
You have to let it breathe, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You need... To like the other great thing is like people put epoxy everywhere right now. It's the worst product that you can put. Why? It looks good. I like it, but
eventually
it's gonna create so many damage over time because you don't let your concrete breathe. The other thing is that you can't see damage anymore, right? So you're unaware if there's damage, if there's cracks that happening under. So you're just like closing your eyes and seeing the future, but it can create a lot of future problems.
It's lipstick.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's basically actually damaging the concrete?
It's not damaging it, but let's say here we're in Canada. During winter, what's happening? All the snow melt. We have a lot of water. Then that water tried to escape, right?
It can't.
Moisture, it can't. It stained the concrete. Then what happens? Concrete breaks over time.
It's going to get pitted. It's going to flake. Yeah. And now you have to repair you got to repair or replace.
But you can't, you don't know.
You don't know yet until the
topical. Until it breaks. It breaks
at that point. So even your technology for the concrete, it does similar things that.
So it doesn't look better, right? We don't change the color, which is because it's not the goal. The goal is to protect it. That's what we're
doing.
Make
it last long.
Exactly. So we penetrate. So we are becoming what we call hydrophobic. So do you know what's the difference between hydrophobic and waterproof?
No, you're gonna about to tell me.
Okay. Yeah. So waterproof waterproof is something that stops water. That's what you need in a pool, for example, yes. Right? In pools, you need something that stops the water from penetrating the concrete, yes. Right? So the tarps, like, or thick paint, something like that. Hydrophobic, the way that I like to explain it, is take two magnets on the same pole, what they want to do. They want to repel each other,
yeah.
Right? They don't want. But if you put enough pressure, they might touch, yes. Right? They might touch or they will touch, but they won't, but they never like each other,
yeah.
Right? So that's there's hydrophobic. Resistance there. There's okay. Resistance. Yeah. Hydrophobic, that's what we do, right? Our product will just repel the water, but if you put too much pressure, so we couldn't put our product for say in a pool. It's too much pressure that push all the time against the concrete or the product, right? But for slabs,
driveway,
outside, garages,
sidewalks.
That's the perfect product. That's what you need.
And it won't change the color.
It won't change the color. It's going to keep it clean. Even if you spill wine on it, it's not going to stain your concrete, leaves problem as well. So it's going to be so much easier to maintain. And it's one application for 10 to 12 years of work.
It lasts that long?
No.
What's this video now?
It's just to show you what, it's just a really good look at an untreated piece of concrete and a treated piece of concrete and throwing some water on here.
That hose is not set up to carbonated water, is it?
Nah. No, it's not. I'll play it here.
And today we're going to demonstrate how Go Nano makes your concrete hydrophobic, which is going to protect it from the elements and make it last a lot longer. Let me show you what I mean. So we're going to spray this treated area and then an untreated area, and you'll see a dramatic difference. Treated, water just beads right off.
Yeah, I see it.
We're about to get to an untreated area.
Yep. That's what we're all so familiar with.
He walked on the product,
yep.
And he can still see his foot.
So the concrete that's not treated is just absorbing all the water.
Yeah, yep.
That's
instantly. And not that's just the water. Does. Yeah. All yeah. the rest, right? Yeah. Chloride, salt, everything. Right? It absorb everything. Now we stop everything from absorbing in it. So that's why you can put salt on your concrete now, and it won't damage your concrete over time because there's no chloride that penetrated.
So I'm just curious, why not apply it to stones or pavers or...
So that's coming. Okay. At one point that's coming. Again, we need to focus on what's really like for me. Yes, stone is good, but some people still think that there's no problem with stone, right? But concrete stone it works well, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring.
But yeah, concrete stone is fine. Like paver for that works.
Which is really a lot well. Of that product
exactly.
Out in the market now. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so that works, but like stone rocks. That's a different product and we don't have it as of now, but it's going to come eventually. But yeah, we just try to focus mainly on like, hey, we're here to save people money. And the thing that costs the most for a homeowner is his roof.
100%. And it's the thing that most homeowners don't pay attention to until there's a problem.
Exactly.
They'll start talking about it once it's a problem. And that's when they see the problem inside the house, trying to figure out why the water stain is in there. So obviously there's penetration at that point.
Yep.
I get it. I totally understand.
So that's why there's a lot of education about our product. And that's why it's been like a 6 year of education as of now, because that's what we have to do, and right?
You're testing.
Yeah.
Research, a bunch of stuff like that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then I'm curious about, okay, so you guys are the manufacturer of the product. But now if I want to be a contractor and I want to apply this product, how does that all work?
So we have our website. It's called GoNanoDealers.com.
Okay.
So we have different packages so that you can get started with us. The big difference with us is that we're not a franchise. So we're not taking any of your money or whatever. We are somewhat of a between a reseller and a dealership model. Why I'm saying that is that when you start with us, it's not that you buy our territories. It's basically you buy just product to get started with us. Just get started, buy some product from us, and you're ready to go. So from as low as $24,000, you can get started. And every packages that we have to get started with include enough product so that you recoup all your investment and even double it at the beginning, right? So let's say the $35,000 package, the most common one that people or contractor will go with, because there's a lot of product that comes with it, at the resale value of the product that we include, it's gonna be about $65,000.
Is there any training? Is there
Okay, so we have an online platform, GoNano University, but as well, we are doing weekly calls, Q&A calls, a lot of different things, sales training, and we help our network as much as we can, right? We're providing them with every tools that they need from marketing. So Charles's goal as chief marketing officer is literally helping our network to be known in their market through social media, videos, and stuff like that. And we're growing really fast, right? We're getting picked up. Word's
getting out.
Yeah.
So you guys have GoNano, the .com, the website, GoNano.
It's for
dealers, GoNano University.
Yeah.
You guys need GoNano carbonated water, no? just a thought, that's all.
That's not a bad
What are we going to watch here now?
Okay, so this, and I'm not sure if we touched on it because I was looking for stuff while Jonathan was talking, but... The one thing that we've shown is the impact resistance of the shingles, right? Yeah. So we can bring a class one shingle to a class three shingle after one application. You do a second application, you're now beyond a class four shingle.
So explain the classes now, right? So it depends on what? So class one to class four, what does that mean exactly?
So class one is your basic entry level shingle.
Weather-wise and just...
And impact resistance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Class four gets to what point?
Then it's that's your highest impact rated shingle.
So that's a UL test, basically. Yeah. It's a 2-inch steel ball dropping from a 20-foot pole to dropping on the shingle multiple time at the same place. And that's how they see. If it cracks the shingles, then they do it until, like, the first test, I think, class one, it's a 5-foot, and class four is like a 20-foot high. 2-inch steel ball, something like that. So basically it's just to see what class the shingle is. But the truth about the market is that 95% of the shingle that are being sold right now are class one or class two.
And you were saying that by applying Go Nano on it, you go from 1 to 3?
Yeah. One to 3 or 2 to 4. But the problem with the market is that all, like, most roofer will go out there and what they're looking to do is a sell, right? They're not there to explain to the people that a better roof will last for longer, because now they're competing against themselves, because they are, everyone's selling that their roof's going to last for 20 year, 40 years. All the roofer will say the same thing.
I want to keep the roof lasting longer.
A lot of the roofer that comes with us, what they will do now is offer the 100 years warranty. Hey, we're going to install your roof, but we're going to do a maintenance package with it. So every 5 years, we're going to come back and retreat your roof. So it's going to last forever. So like that way, they have a better way to pitch it in front of the homeowners, right? It's a totally different and new ways. And now you can offer something that maybe the other guy can't. And that might be the reason why they pick you, right? At the same price point. So that's where a lot of the roofer will go, just because that's what we've been able to show. And people love that.
And that's because there's a huge shift in the insurance industry as well, right?
Yeah.
So it's becoming more of a retail market now, whereas it used to be more the insurance companies were footing the bill for these roof changes. So now it's turning, because of the insurance companies are starting to remove the coverage on a roof, or they're increasing the deductibles, it's become the same price as if you change the roof yourself. So now we're promoting the whole maintenance side of things, so that it's become a little more lucrative for roofers, right? Because they may not be changing that whole storm chasing industry is now kind of going away.
It's slowly disappearing, right?
It's not in Canada, really. It's really more in the US.
It's the extreme when you start getting into hurricane weather and all kinds of extreme weather. But as a homeowner, I rather re-roof knowing that I have a maintenance package attached to it, knowing that that's going to extend the life, whether it's 50 years. I mean, if it gets to 100, we're not going to see it, but 50 years, we might see it.
Yep.
And then it's worth it. Then I never have to worry about the roof ever again. Plus, I also know that that contractor is coming back every 5 years to go up there and inspect and then maintain.
That's exactly it. So the package is a lot better for the homeowner, but as well for the business, right? Because now, like, roofer, the problem with them, or even general contractor, right? They're going and seeing one customer, and that might be the last time that they see that customer. Why? Right? With Go Nano, the advantage is now you can come back every five years, but as well, hey, have you thought about your concrete? Hey, have you thought about your fences? So it's a little upsell here and there that makes that job so much more profitable that in the beginning it wasn't, right? So it changed the whole aspect about maintenance, and that's what we want to become, right? Go Nano, we want to be like the brand name when it comes to maintenance of your house, your building, commercial, whatever. Hey, have you Go Nano that, right? Yeah. Can I Go Nano that, right? it's where I want to go with it.
No, it makes sense, yeah. Cost-wise, what are we talking about here? Is it per square foot, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's basically per square foot. It depends on the product, right? And on the market, California is going to be more expensive than, let's say, here in Ontario, probably. I like to say, like, most of our reseller dealer will resell the product at $1.20 a square foot installed. So
installed.
Yeah, $1.20 to $1.50 installed. That's what we'll see most of the time.
45 minutes to do an average roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're two guys max, right?
Yeah.
Ladder, backpack sprayer, you're going up 45 minutes. So it's really low labor.
Oh, you're applying it just like a Hudson sprayer.
Yeah, we have it was in the last.
Yeah, it was in the other video
here. The other video.
$1.20?
Yeah. No, it's like our goal, like here,
assuming the California. Like, it's probably a little bit more.
Yeah, like 170.
The durability, right?
No, it's like taxes. It's like the license that you need, the insurance that you need in California. Like, in Florida, it's cheap. Texas is cheap, but California, it's a lot. Like, that's it.
Yep.
You walk on that roof, you install it, and that's you just.
So you're not diluting it with water or anything like that.
It's ready to go. The products, you just take the barrel. Fill it in
so I noticed
the pack back.
Is he? No, he's not wearing a respirator or any of that. That you don't need to.
we suggest you, but after that, we can't be the police.
Of course not.
We can't be the police.
No, for everybody who's listening right now, he is wearing a respirator.
Yeah. Yeah. So that part of her installation instruction is, yes, to wear a respirator.
It's like anything that you're constantly exposed to, right? You're going to want to protect yourself, right? Yeah.
If you're doing it once, okay, it's okay. Like, the product is safe. It's biodegradable. There's nothing about cancer or anything like that. No. It's been looked at, but
and it'll make it look wet. Like, you'll make the shingle look darker.
No, it's just now it's wet because it's saturated, right? Okay. That's what we want to achieve. It's saturated point of the shingle, so that's all the product is really saturated inside. But yes, it's going to get like couple of shade darker. So most people, what they will say after that we apply the product, hey my roof looks new. It looks brand new,
because it does.
Yeah,
and that's the point. Every 5 years.
Yep. But you can do it once and you'll be fine, right? It depends.
Once what are you looking at? How many years would once give you?
So we have,
if you got a 20-year-old shingle or 20-year shingle, it becomes a 25-year-old, like 25 years.
So it depends when you do the installation and which product is used. Okay, let's say a 10-year scenario, right? 10-year scenario, you're doing it every 5 years, you'll get to about 40 years. So if you get it at about like 20 years, you might get about an extra 10 to 15 years on top of it, 15 to 20 years on top of it.
So a 2,000 square foot house would cost you just over $2,000.
Yeah. So it will, like I calculated it this morning, it costs like eight treatment will cost you about 16 to 20 grand, which is the cost of a roof replacement for eight treatment.
For eight treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over time.
Yeah. But every treat, really, that's it?
Yeah.
And it'll last you 50 plus years.
Yeah. About it. That was for 40 years, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like cost effective, won't really damage easy.
The eavesdrops won't stain anything else. It won't discolor. It won't nothing.
No, because the pH of the product is neutral, so it won't discolor anything. Actually, funny story, like when I started, I don't recommend that you park in the driveways of someone, but I was new to the game, right? Park always in because you don't want to, you put oil from your car on my driveway, it's yours. No, it wasn't mine, doesn't leak. Anyway, so you don't want to go and do that. Yeah, you park in the street. At the beginning, I was parking in the driveways because the rig was inside of the truck. So I was just taking the rigs and the hose directly. So we have different, like, backpack is one way to install, but there's other ways to, like, you don't want to go on a 12 pitch roof with a backpack 40 pounds in your back. Okay. So there's the other system, but for simple quick roof, you go with the backpack. But basically, like, I was doing a bunch of installation, and what's funny is that truck, it was white. I never washed the truck and I never used my wiper because just the fume of it.
No, that really? Went,
yeah.
Just it created a
hydrophobic barrier. So I was on the highway with that truck and just the water was just beating on top of it. And it was like, I didn't need it to use my wiper or washed it.
Can we put it on cars? No, we can't put it on cars.
So we have like, funny enough, we decided to not as a way to really sell it to the main market, but more as a way for our network to use these products. So we created a product for shoes, leather, cars, paint, and windows. The reason is it's not really for us to go in out there and try to sell it, but it's more like, hey, you're with a customer. They've been kind to you, or they refer you to someone. Give them something. Now you have something. They are car people. Give them a nano coating for their car. They have a lot of shoes. Give them a bottle to treat their shoes.
That's clever.
Right? So it's more. We're always thinking, how can we help our contractor sell more, but as well being out there as like genuine people and be like, hey, you have that. Hey, I have that for you. So it's always an exchange,
going
right?
Going back to your point about how, most contractors go to a homeowner and they make one sale, right? But let's talk about the average home here now. So an average home has asphalt shingles.
Yep.
Average home typically has an asphalt driveway. Average home has probably a walkway that's concrete.
Yep.
And then that same average home probably has a wood deck in the back.
Yeah, and a fence.
That's 4 or 5 jobs that you're going back to the same client.
Well, that's it. Your lifetime value of that client has gone up. quite a bit because you're not just selling them on one service.
I have a good story about that. Like, I'm not doing that much installation anymore, but because I'm just too busy, like working with 180 people. But there's a woman that found my phone number, referred by one of my first customer in 2019, and she was like, "Yeah, someone gave me your number." And he said that you did the treatment in his roof and you liked it, and I have a leak right now and some I don't really trust my roof. Can you come see me? I was like, how do you have my number, right? It's like, yeah, but I was like, okay, like my goal in life is to help people. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let's do it. I'm going out there, but I bring a couple of other cans of product with me for the woods and all of the rest. So I go out there. I was like, okay, oh, I haven't gone on the roof. It was like a 10-12 roof. I was like, okay, that's been a while that I haven't been on the roof, but let's do it. I'm here. I have to do it. I need to go over it. Go on that roof, treat that whole roof. And then the husband come back at the end of the day. It's like, what's up with your fence? Like, it's still untreated. It's like, oh yeah, my wife's been beating me up for like the past 3 years because I haven't treated or like stained the fence.
Does
yet.
It make the wood look new again?
So we have two products, okay? So we have Wood Saver and we have Enhanced Wood Saver. Wood Saver, it's like concrete. It doesn't change the color at all. Enhanced Wood Saver, there's no color in it. It just enhanced the grain of the wood. So it looks like wet. It took me literally 15 minutes because Backpack Sprayer put the product in it. It was probably like a 70-foot long fence. It would have took him, what, a day?
Of course.
To stain the whole thing?
Of course.
I did it in 15 minutes. He was like, you saved my life. He's like, my wife been like asking me about that.
And you was did that it. The enhanced one?
Yeah. So it one. Looks really nice. The color pop. He was like, the wife texted me the day after. She's like, thank you so much. I love my fence again. And I'm not kidding. I was like, she was so happy. So that's the little thing that you can do. I was there for a roof.
I
upsell for $1,000 treating so the whole fence for $1,000.
Yeah. So here's that video.
Okay. So the stain treated.
The hydrophobic effects of spraying GoNano on wood, which it's not only going to make it hydrophobic, there's other protective features, but we want to show you how much it makes it hydrophobic.
It's not even, like, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see. It's like it's airborne beading or something.
Yeah.
Completely. And there's no water on the wood.
No.
And that's just one treatment.
Yep.
And that will last how long on the wood for? How many years?
Wood, it's different. I like to say 5 to 7 years because there's so many different type of wood, fiber of woods.
Yeah, so depending on the species.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just backpacked and sprayed that on?
Yeah, or you...
So even as a homeowner or anybody, you're like a contractor, you can come in and maintenance a home.
Yep.
Come every 5 years or so and then just...
Treat it.
Do the roof, do the concrete, do the wood.
And the other thing that's great about it is like, what's the problem with staining? You have to redo it all the time,
yeah,
right? Because it's the water absorbing the wood, the moisture, and the sun affect it. It's a sun's protection and a water protection. The stain, now you stain it once, you're good for 5 years.
You're protecting the stain. Mm-hmm. It won't fade.
No.
It will fade a little bit over 5 years, but right. like a lot less.
But not the same way if it didn't have it on it.
No.
We know that after one season, if you go through the whole four seasons in Canada,
yep.
that stain is going to dramatically
because
be lighter.
Because of water?
Yeah.
That's a water.
Because it's been, oh, wow.
Yep.
So I want to show you guys this. We were talking about impact resistance before.
Yeah, the different heights, class 1, 5 to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 to 20.
1 to 4.
So
no, 5 to 20 feet.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
for right. the balls
yeah,
dropping.
Yeah.
So this is Matt Mulholland. So we met Matt at our very first, well, it was our second trade show, but it was our very first roofing trade show, RoofCon, in October of 2023. And so we were, a little nervous. We had our first trade show booth set up. And at one point we were walking the trade show floor and we saw this guy who had a hail cannon. And he's firing stuff at it. And so we thought, well, why don't we bring... We had panels with us. So we had a panel of treated, a panel of untreated shingles. We were just going to pour water and show people the difference. And then we were like, why don't we bring him the panels and get him to shoot the panels? We were scared shitless.
But right? Didn't you test this already in...
Back yeah, home? We did. Yeah,
but still, it was in you the don't lab. Know what's going to happen.
It's
it was
science.
Just, off the cuff. You guys exactly. are just doing it.
In front of people, right?
So we were like, okay, do we do it or do we not? Is this going to perform as we say it's going to perform, or like it did in the lab? Well, let's take a chance. So we did, and we got him to test it. He's an independent adjuster. This guy's the most unbiased person I've ever met. To this day, he's still like, I don't know about you guys, right? He's done the test 3 times now. Because
morning
we see him
tree, on the shows. Morning tree, 4 or 5 tests now.
Maybe.
In different shows. We did it in Vegas. We did it in Orlando. We did it in Dallas. We did it multiple times.
Yeah. Did you get him to do both untreated, treated panels?
Yes. That's so you'll video. See. So I'll play the video and you'll see the character behind this guy. He's hilarious.
You're not lying about that.
No.
What the f***? I feel like I'm getting pranked. Now, we did this once before, this product. I told him I wanted to do it again because it actually was effective. And it bothered me. Doesn't make sense. I'm gonna cheat it and hit it hard because it's new. Pissed me off, shingles. And now we're really gonna this thing up. Let's do it. All right, we're maxing out our pressure gauge.
He's determined to make it fail.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. That was much harder. I really cheated it maybe too hard. This is unrealistic hail, guys. All right, so we hit this shingle. We shot it with 1.75-inch hail at a dubious speed, right at 40 PSI, and we hit this one. And then we hit the treated shingle in roughly the same area on the shingle at probably 45 PSI. It was off the gauge, so it was harder by a big amount. So I hit it harder, faster hail, and it did less damage than the slower hail at the same size and roughly the same shingle. On the untreated. This is impressive. That's 2 different tests that I've done that have had the same results. There is a distinct difference between the treated and the untreated shingles. The treated shingles are doing better in these severe situations. And it surprises the hell out of me. It's impressive. It's not bullshit.
So my question to you guys is, he was talking about 45 PSA. But
I think he was saying 200 miles per hour. So it's not possible. So
that's extreme past the testing norms,
That's what we were saying. Is like, I don't know if I can say that on camera, but we did try to get some institution to change their standard for impact resistance, but we couldn't because
in the competition,
the industry don't want it.
With the industry,
don't want it. So because we know that we could go like to what a class 6, but the industry don't want us to create it. But
it's clearly obvious that it can take it.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying 100 years. Like, let's say you're doing it every 5 years, your roof becomes like at one point maybe even bulletproof, right? It's going to get so. It's and people are like, how does it work?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was like, I know that you've walked us through the microscopic. You're looking at it. It doesn't coat. It penetrates.
Yeah,
that's how it does it.
Remember at the beginning when I was saying pre-oxidation, yes. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're looking at a shingle under FTER spectrum right now, there's a big, if you can show it, there's a big peak around air. So basically it's full of air. So what air does inside of a shingle? Brittle, right? Because it's full of air.
Yeah.
So the big difference for us, which is good kind of for us, because it leaves us a lot of space to change that air with nanoparticle, right? So that's what we do basically. And our product is nanosilica. Silicone, the product that you apply is made with silica. It's a polymer. So it's basically, we take all the benefit of silicon without the downside of them and putting them right inside of your shingle. Silicone, what is silicone? It's bouncy, it's flexible, right? Itself kind of healing. You can take it and stretch it without breaking. It's elastic, right? So we're bringing all of this at the microscopic level inside of your shingle. So now the shingle, if you touch the shingle, it doesn't feel as pliable. It's more pliable. It's like you touch it, you feel the difference.
But it's also doing a similar thing with the concrete and with the wood, or no? It's doing something different.
No, it's different, right? Okay. It's not going to increase the flexibility of concrete because it's not really flexible in the first place, right? Wood, it's going to help against cracking because there's no water free cycle
and stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. So it's going to help that ways. Shingle, it's really like a different aspect of the business. It's a different it's a different product. And
man, it makes so much sense though, because I know so, one of my questions I was going to ask you, but you already answered, is the whole roofer thing, how they get upset because you're taking work away from them, but you're not taking work away from them.
No, and what people are seeing is like again, when we started our first show, people were like, "Nah, doesn't work, forget about it." And what's funny now, it's like 2 years later, they're like, "How do you join?" And that was like, and like literally I met a guy last year, I think it was at ERE, International Roofing Expo in Vegas. And it was like, get started with us. Oh no, it was best of success anyway. But big roofer is like, ah, bullshit. I'm much better prefer buying trucks and stuff like that than and buying your things. I'm like, fine. Met him again this year at Door to Door Con in Salt Lake. And he's like, shit, I just paid $15,000 more than what I could have paid last year to get started with you. I was like, yeah, man. But it just takes time for contractor to grasp the idea that the market is switching and the way that they were doing business before is not how the business is going to be dealt in 5 years. Right. So you're better off like thinking a different ways and how to differentiate yourself in the marketplace right now than waiting, because our guys are crushing it right now and they're going to take your market. It's a matter of time, because a lot of people, what they will go, they're going to start a second division inside of their business.
Yeah.
A division that's more door to door based and lead generation based, because the cost of a product, it's so low, not that low, but it's pretty low, that they can go to a homeowner and be like, hey, I'm your new guys. I'm roofing Ava Construction. And what I will do is that I'm going to revive your roof at $0. How $0? Because the day that you have to replace your roof, I'll waive the cost of the treatment towards your next roof.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Because now what you
it's
did.
Sold. Now it's sold.
It's yeah. sold. And you just locked a future roof replacement in the future, build the trust, show that you're not like the other guy that just want to push your roof.
Do one job and go and that's it. You don't
and
care.
Now you have all of these customers in your CRM. Hey, Mrs. Smith, how's your roof? How's your fence? How's your concrete? Now you have multiple flow of income. Sure thing, we're changing a little bit the way business has been doing, but if you're starting it on a separate side, and we have businesses like in the US, like roofing contractor doing $15-$25 million a year, that their whole new models is along GoNano.
And that's what they're pushing at roofing at the big trade shows now, right? That whole maintenance side of the business. They're pushing roofers. They're telling roofers, you've got to get into this. You've got to start a maintenance side of the business. One of the biggest skeptics that we had was Dmitry Lipinski. So he doesn't like to be called an influencer. He's more an advocate to the consumer, to the roofer. So he's got a huge following. A lot of roofers respect this guy in the roofing world, mostly in the U.S. And Dmitry was, and he also ran one of the trade shows. It was called Roofing Process. So at the time, he had his own trade show, very popular. Lots of roofers, roofing companies that would come to the show. And at first, he was kind of a little standoffish and kind of skeptical. And then the more he got to know us, we went down to Minnesota to his home, to his business. We did some testing, some test patches on his roof, on his concrete. And now that's it. We're one of his recommended suppliers on his website.
And he sees it.
Yeah, exactly.
And he calls bullshit normally. Like, he is the guy that's going to call people that are not doing like the right thing.
Yeah.
And like at the beginning, he was like, I'm not sure, guys, I haven't seen enough. But what he did is that he did its due diligence. He called a lot of our dealers. And he was like, how's the business? How's your install? How's X,
Did
Y,
he
Z.
install it himself?
No, but we got to his and office okay, and I did the freaking installation. Yeah, I was like, let's do it. I'm here. Let's do it. And we did treat his roof. And that was the point. And now he's like in the morning sometimes just take videos of the water beating when it's raining and stuff like that, because he's like, that's working.
Guys, on his channel, you'll see multiple videos where he's talking about us and going, look, you know, it's seeing is believing. It's, it works. This stuff is awesome. So he's been a really good promoter for us.
And we have other guys as well, like Brad.
Yeah.
Brad, big influencer on YouTube and Instagram. He has like millions of views on each of his video. And he's like, guys, I just want to work with you, man. Yeah. Your product's so nice. I want to be part of that. And
he's a roofer?
No,
he's an influencer.
He's a DIY type of guys that do video and build up houses and stuff like that. And he was like, I love it, man. I love it. Can I do it on my roof? We treated his dad roof. And he was like, that's amazing. And so we're building a lot of relation with people now, mm-hmm. because people are like, okay, I want to be part of it, right? I don't want to be stand behind, and I want to be at the forefront of what the change. Yeah.
Do contractors know more about you guys than homeowners?
I'll say maybe
I'm assuming
because it's easier to talk to contractor,
yes,
than to talk to 260 million people.
It's a new tool in the toolbox.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
But let them spread it.
We're getting more and more known. Like every day, the number of leads that we receive on our website just increased for a homeowner that wants a product.
Yeah.
It just increased by day. The visit per day increase. Like we're seeing like a steady increase of traction because most people are getting aware. Like 6 years ago, people weren't aware about roof rejuvenation, but more and more people are getting aware about it, right? And more people, like, and that's why us, our main job is education. We need to let the homeowner knows that we exist, that the solution exists, and that's our marketing strategy, right? It's really, because as soon as you understand it, it makes sense, and 100%. Why not doing it, right? It's
yeah, like a decade ago, a homeowner's only option would have been to re-roof.
Yeah.
Or delay the re-roof process.
Yeah, and increase your risk of XYZ,
damage.
Right?
Yeah, all kinds of damage.
So that's where it gets like, you're doing oil change. You could literally go for 100,000 miles with your car probably without changing your oil. Is it good? No. Is your motor going to be good at the end? Probably not, right? It's the same thing with your roof. Right, yeah. Doing maintenance on it's just going to be a good thing.
Like I said, nobody thinks about it until there's a problem. Right?
Exactly,
that's when they think about it. But you should be maintaining it. Temperature-wise, are you guys limited by cold?
Sure, like or product you can apply if there's snow on the roof. Right, first off,
no, of course not.
And if it's rainy, but normally everything above like 0 degrees, but 2-3 degrees, literally you're good.
Or and a dry roof,
and it can be slightly damp, like morning breeze type of.
Yeah.
But like after that, if it's wet, then the product where it goes, it's already saturated of water. So we need to be saturated the shingle of product.
Eventually, yeah. Mother Nature will give you the opportunity
and
to do it.
The big difference with our product is like, let's say a roofer will go out there, do a full roof replacement. It's going to take him a crew of 6-7 people. So a lot of management, right? To do one roof, maybe two in a day, if you're lucky. But most of the time, it's going to be one roof a day to two, and even 2 days for a small crew. Where us, you can do 6, 7, 8 installation in a day with a crew of two. So your profit of a day of install is much higher than a roof replacement. The ticket is much lower, but the profit is much higher.
Yeah.
And that's the other reason why a lot of roofing contractor or even contractor in general likes us, because a lot of people like being bought right now. There's a lot of like investment for buying roofing company or construction company in the market right now, HVAC, but now it's really the roofing space. But how do you increase your EBITDA? Profit, right? You need great profit. Yeah. And it's not by competing against the 120 else like roofing company in your market that you're going to get there, right? It's by being different, increasing your bottom line. That's what's important, right?
What am I looking at here? What's this chart?
So go down a little bit, Charles.
Yep.
So here you can see in red, it's the asphalt shingle, just basic asphalt shingle. In blue, it's the asphalt shingle with our product. I don't want to get too complicated, but what I was showing you earlier, the red, you see the peaks of the red. Once we install our product, you can see that this peaks switch. It's not the blue at the 1000 mark.
Yeah.
There's a big red peak.
Yeah. Yeah.
See how the peaks change.
That's because of the combination of the Go Nano and the asphalt.
Basically, if we go here at the beginning, so an asphalt shingle is carbon.
No, go ahead.
Yep. Carbon, it's carbon hydrogen. carbon, oxygen. That's the shingle.
Your right? science class.
Yeah. So that's the two compound. But once the product it's been installed, you can see that all the molecular structure is different. So it's all new bonds that have been created with an SC atom in them. So that's how we can say that we really slow down the aging process of the shingle, but as well that it's not only an asphalt shingle after. It's a totally different products. And if down here, that's an SBS membrane. So SBS with the product, SBS in blue without the product, just the difference. You can see that it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But that's how we can, you see the blue diagram yep. here? So it's basically we turn your asphalt shingle into an SBS membrane. But SBS is like 2-3 times the cost sometime of an asphalt shingle.
Asphalt shingle, of course.
So that's how we can, you can visually see for a contractor.
So am I the first one to say that it seems like a really low price, it should be more expensive?
So our goal, right, that's the four win. That's what I call is the four win. It's the homeowner wins or the yes. end consumer win,
yeah.
right? The contractor wins. Us, we win. Right, Gonano wins and the planet wins. So we could increase our price for sure, especially now with all the tariff and everything that gets around. That's crazy, it's scary. But the goal is that for me as a business owner is to provide a product, and what I like the most is seeing my contractor succeed and making money with it. Yep. Right, me, I'm going for volume and going for a big company, not for making. I go against a little bit what I was saying earlier, profit, right? But I'm not seeing profit right now. I'm looking at building a business. That's what I'm looking for.
You're building your CRM. You're basically building your customer reach, right? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
that's what you're doing.
That's our goal, is to be affordable. And there's other solution on the market, right? They're good, but the other solution, all other solution right now on the market are soybean oil mixed with water, okay? And our goal is to be competitive against these companies selling soybean oil and water, which costs nothing to manufacture.
Yeah.
Nothing. That's crazy. And they are selling it at the same price point as our product. But we keep it low, our product, because our goal is that if we go in front of a homeowner or it's always thinking about our contractor. Our contractor, they go to that home and they have like a quote from a competitors and they are in the house. They can go and see that quote and be like, yeah, I can do that price, but here's all of what you have in extra.
Yeah, you're getting a lot more.
Yeah, it's about feeling good, right? Doing right by your client too. He's big on that. Like that's something he hasn't talked about yet, is the fact that he wants to feel good. He's got past experience in sales, different products and stuff, but he never really felt good about what he was selling.
Yep.
Didn't feel like he was adding value to what he was giving the client. And so with this product, it's really about, am I doing right by the client? If I'm selling a soybean oil water solution, which has its benefits, you know, it's going to give flexibility, it's going to rehydrate, but it doesn't last as long. It's still an okay product. But are you really doing the best you can for that client with our product? The fact that we're adding nanotechnology, we're able to increase impact resistance, which the others can't. We're extending the life. We feel a lot better about offering this to a client.
And a lot of people like have been, oh, you've done a lot of research. And what I'm always saying is like, I did the research for myself first, because for me, I couldn't sleep at night if I wasn't thinking that I'm doing the right thing and I'm helping people. And then what I'm saying is truthful. And because like you said, I'm from door-to-door experience. I sold things that I shouldn't have been sold to people. And I hate that. And I still dream about it. I'm still like butter about that. And like, and that's why, like, even for a startup, I don't know if you know, but spending $500,000 in your first 3 years of business for data, it's unseen.
That's crazy.
But like, yeah. And that's why we've been a little bit slower at the beginning, because everything that we had reinvested in research and development and testing. That's everything that I did for the first 3 to 4 years almost. Mm-hmm. But now we're the strongest on our foot, right? Everyone that wanna comes to us, we have all the data. And that's why now we have entrance industry looking to partner with us. We have so many people starting being like, hey, these guys are serious. They know what they talked about. It's no BS.
And it's funny to see that evolution, right? From the first time we did a show to today, when we're hitting shows, we're seeing those same people again, who a lot of them were looking at as kind of crooked. And now they're coming to see us going, hey guys, how's it going? And they want to know more. And like Jonathan said before, we can't name any names, but we, the last show we went to in October, we had a lot of manufacturers come talk to us because they were like, okay, let's talk, boys. Right.
So it makes sense. I mean, yeah. but I like that you guys are also hugely supportive of partnerships with contractors and businesses, understanding that you're not taking food off the table of roofers. You're actually making a bigger table for them. Right.
Exactly.
That's all you're doing. I like this maintenance program idea about working together.
And I was at roofing process. I was one of the speaker, and that's how I finished my presentation. I was like, don't think about you, think about your customer. By helping people, you're going to bring, it's going to bring you much more business than you will ever have dreamed of. Because if you chase that dollar, if you chase that replacement that doesn't need to be replaced, you're short working term. For yourself.
If you
want to build something that you're known for, then go for creating value.
It's pretty slick, guys, man. It's very, very slick, actually. And so you were saying just in between some of the breaks that you got the product that's made in Canada, but it's also made in the U.S., right? Yeah. So then it shipped. And then are you guys expanding to other markets as well? Is like
Europe So we have option? A lot of people. So funny enough, we receive calls like pretty much every week from Africa, Dubai, or pretty much everything in the South, Mexico.
Yeah, South America.
A lot of people in Mexico or Puerto Rico.
Mostly
concrete.
For
concrete product.
Makes sense.
So not for asphalt shingles. Like that's the thing, right? It's like our focus here in North America is roofing, but we're being approached really south for concrete. But like I'm in a place right now, we have over 180 contractor. I can't diverge my attention towards new market.
No.
If we're not fully operate, like we are not at even like 10% to where I want to be in terms of Gonano in North America. So for me, it's a distraction right now. I focus here. My goal is that all my, like, if you trust me and you invest in Gonano to get started with me, like what you want from me is that I work so that you succeed, not so that another market gets started. Man, right.
I want to start a business.
Holy
cow. What are you showing us here now?
We were talking about Mexico. So I thought I'd pull this video up of a treatment that Jonathan did like 6 years now.
Yeah.
Where he was at some resort
in Tulum.
Yeah, in Tulum, Mexico. And this patio, you know, the back patio.
You're on vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah, and basically
you're on vacation and you're working.
But I met a guy in a bar, basically. It's like a Mexican guy. He's like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I've developed a product, nano-based product and stuff. He's like, oh, what is it? I showed him a video. He's like, oh, that's great. So like a month later, I come back to Tulum. It's like, and funny enough, he has like his family is in the construction industry in Tulum and Mexico, and it's a really small world. So he's like, hey, I have this developer that might be interested. Do you want to go do a test at his property? I was like, yeah, fine, let's do it. And that's where we treated that first slab. Unfortunately, COVID happened, and then nobody was spending any money on maintenance at that point. But that was the first corner.
That, eh?
But that's like that video, that's like 4 years later.
Yeah.
The same slab 4 years later. Maybe, do we see the picture in this?
No, so this is just the video, I think.
So 4 years later, it was never reapplied. That's the original application.
Yeah.
And it's still doing what it's supposed to be doing.
But on that video, you can't see, but we have picture, and you can see that the slab that's been treated, it's still 100% clean. No algae on top
stain
of it. No
stain.
Yeah. All the other blocks around it, it's like full of dirt, start cracking, start having like chippings and stuff.
Yeah.
And bidding. This one is like 100%. And it was like,
I'll try and find the picture.
So would you have to, in the event of if you're getting something that's older, would you have to clean would you have to clean all the surfaces first before you apply it?
So, yeah.
Ideally, right?
So, you can see here in the middle.
Yeah.
So, that's you can even see the older spray. So, that's
4 years later?
Yeah, about 4 to 5 years later.
So, you see, you know which one's treated, right?
Of course, yeah. My question is, why didn't he call you in the 4 years going, listen, I need to treat the other ones, man?
So it was the goal at the beginning, but again, it comes back to what I was just saying. I was young at the time. I was like, I'm going to open all the market. You're
still trying to figure it out.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I was like, okay, I could do it, but then I diverge again my attention to another market, other rules, other mentality, other stuff. So, like, if I have the guys to go and open the market for me, I might do it. The guy still calling me. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, but I had to deal with so much thing just to sell in over Canada and the US, custom regulation, states, stuff. And like, I've learned all of that by myself. And I'm like, I don't want to do that again because it takes times and it's a lot of energy. And you need to make sure that, like, you need to learn about everything about all the states. And so,
3 years ago, we were three guys.
Yeah. And now we're like over 20. So we're growing.
It takes time to grow it, right?
It does, yeah. So we'll go back there for sure. I have the contact. We have we have tons of people interested in Mexico. It's just like, again, diverge of attention.
But so, I like that you're tackling so many different kinds of materials.
And that's the thing about that's why I'm really creative. I love stuff. I love playing with stuff. I love making stuff happen. And I was telling you, we were with a business coach the two previous days, like, Jonathan, you need to stop, man. You need to stop because you're going too far on everything. But that's what I love, right? And my goal with it, and that's why I love so much nanotechnology, is that everything can be improved and modified. Every surfaces, everything. Because that's really the future. Like, at the nano level, every material that you touch can be improved.
I was going to ask you guys about that because I know that I've had clients and I've done jobs with stucco.
Yeah, stucco works.
And what happens with stucco, as soon as you finish applying it, a year later, the bottom portion of it gets dirty, or sections around downspouts or windows or terminations of exhaust fans or what have you, they get dirty. They're constantly getting dirty. And then you get clients that are upset because now you don't have that perfect looking stucco. This is applicable to stucco.
Yeah, we have a lot of people applying it. Yeah, we have a lot of people applying it to stucco.
Yeah.
It's concrete.
Plus, it would make it harder, because that was my biggest argument, is that you get kids playing hockey or whatever, street hockey.
Concrete's a little bit different. It might increase a little bit, but it's not. So there's...
On the stucco part, because will it also make it harder?
Not harder. That will be like a different product that could be done. But again, it's why I'm telling you.
It's more about the discovery.
There's literally so hundred of ways on how to improve it. But at one point, it's like, let's try to focus on what's really needed. Like, impact resistance for concrete might be a good thing, but it's like, that's a lot more industrial when you... and. As well, it comes with a price tag, right? So most of the time, stucco will crack because of the freestyle cycle, because it's not really thick.
Yeah,
that's how it's gonna crack. So, and that's how it becomes brittle, right? Yes. It's true freestyle cycle. So already, if you stop that freestyle cycle, you're good. Like, okay, if you shoot a pox at 100 miles per hour on the stucco, that's different, and nothing really there is gonna help, right?
Yeah.
But for everyday
use and durability,
it's gonna be much better.
Did you guys bring me a sample?
Actually, I should, but I'm gonna send you sample. We were flying.
I want to try some.
I'll send you some.
I totally try some. Yeah,
I'll send you like a couple of samples.
I'm not doubting you guys. I totally believe it, man. But I just like thinking, you know, I want to try the Windstream.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I think it's also important to this, like what he was saying before that, you know, explaining that. There's only so many things that we can make this application do, like in the case of concrete, because it's not like he just grabbed some nanoparticles, nanosilica, and here we go, we've got the solution, right? He had to do some research and make sure that the solution for concrete fit concrete, for asphalt shingles, it fit asphalt shingles. And like you said, it could maybe be improved to have it do other things for concrete, but then, you know, then it's,
but again, it's up, new tasks, new money spending, yeah, new, like, again, that goes fast. When you start doing R&D and testing, ASTM testing and stuff like that, that goes fast. So that's why, like, yeah, sure. Like in 4 years, Gonano is going to be another monster, right? Because at that time, we'll have the money and like everything, and you'll have
all the data too, right?
Yeah. We'll be able to spend a like ridiculous amount of money in testing and R&D. So yeah, we'll do it. But now, like, that's why we don't try to diverge. And roof already there, it's a multiple $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why we're like, to a contractor, focus on that. It's a cash cow that's gonna bring you tons of revenues, bring food on the table, and you're gonna, and even that's the thing that's amazing. You don't need to be a roofer to do that, right? We have people that gets out of the army, policemen, firefighter, people that just want to start a business. Mm. Right? People that just, hey, you're doing two jobs a week. You're going to net at the end of the year between with your salary, everything paid, truck paid, all your expense, marketing paid, net in your pocket, you'll do about $80,000 to $120,000 easily.
That's two, two jobs a week.
Just two jobs a week. Yeah.
And you could do four jobs a day if you wanted to.
Yeah. And that's part time, right? Part time, it's two jobs a week. So that's where it gets really interesting, is that, like, and I, when I was younger, you know, Bell Media, at 22 years old, I ran the largest door-to-door team in Canada for Bell. I had 36 sales guy. We were running about 500 to 600 services per week. So that's, and back then, what I loved the most is seeing my people win, right? And still to this day, when I have like one of my dealers, reseller, contractor calling me, it's like, Jonathan, you don't know how you changed my life. Thank you so much. Because now I have something to do that I believe in, and I am helping people. And that's what I was looking for. So yes, we have the roofing contractor that's making $25 million a year. But we have as well the guy that's like, hey, I just want to make $100,000, $80,000 a year, and I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it, right? My goal is to help you. You're as important as all the other guys, and we just want you to be able to succeed in life, whatever success is to you.
What's this, snow water? What's going on?
That's that you were talking about asphalt driveways.
Yeah.
So for asphalt, the top section here, it's treated with Gonano, and the bottom section is not treated. So what you can see is that it's going to, first, the snow's going to melt a lot faster. Why? Because
it's not penetrating.
It's not penetrating, right. So it's just at the surface level, it's just...
Is it slippery?
It's not slippery. No, it doesn't change the surface. And the other thing is that, like, I started the business in my mom's garage, and at that time, I spilled a couple of times product on her driveways. And it's so funny because you see where I drop product, the concrete, the asphalt is 100% slick. By that, I mean there's no rocks that been like what happens over time with asphalt is that the rocks start to be like separate. Yeah. That portion where it was with Gonano, all the rocks are still 100%, and all around you can see.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can do the roof,
yeah,
asphalt, concrete. Homeowners always make a concrete pad to the front door. They don't do an asphalt pad, but they'll do the driveway asphalt.
Yeah.
Then you got the wood deck, wood fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that concrete, you're throwing as much salt as you want after.
Yeah. There's no issues. The salt doesn't do anything.
Zero issues.
No, because the chloride doesn't penetrate. It stops all the chloride. So chloride might penetrate, like, the product's hydrophobic again, right? If there's a lot of people, a lot of walk in, walk out, friction will remove the first layer at the surface, but the product penetrate like at least half an inch to an inch deep inside of the concrete. So even if the surface is a little bit, so it's the surface is going to get a little bit wet, but it will never penetrate, because what you want to avoid is that salt penetrate to the metal, right? To the foundation of it. So that's what you want to avoid. And after that, the freeze cycle that creates the peeling of the concrete.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed, man. I'm totally impressed. I want a little bottle.
And we haven't talked commercial yet, right?
Yeah.
There's that whole commercial side of
we haven't, because business, all those materials are there as well, too, right? Yeah. And then that actually lowers down overall maintenance cost for every commercial unit, right?
Yeah. So yeah, no, there's the commercial like when like I
snow removal guys, lawn care guys, like those guys,
yeah,
those little companies, all small businesses. I've seen a lot of younger contractors starting those businesses, guys that are in their 20s, some of them as young as in their late teens. This is a whole avenue for them.
My idea with Gonano is like, I always think of myself when I was 18 to 22 years old. And that's why we are not $100,000. That's why we're not $50,000, right? Because my goal was to always, and we also have like payment plan to get started with us. Because I'm always thinking about myself when I was a little bit younger. It's like, could I start that, right? Like, because not everyone has freaking 50 grand in their bank account to get started, right? But if you have the will, you're young, and you're like, okay, maybe I won't spend that much money on Facebook advertising for now because it's a little bit more expensive, but I'll go door to door. Cool. That costs you nothing, and you bring home sales, and you do the installation by yourself. Man, that's the best business model. That's how I started it. I was going door knocked, install. I was doing all of that, and that's how I started it, and to now 180 people doing it.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, it's amazing. Anything else you want to share before I get to the 12 questions? Anybody who's interested in reaching out and getting finding out about the product or even becoming a dealer or
sure,
all that, they could all through the website, right?
Yep.
Just go nano. So gonano.com and reach out to Charles at gonano.com and on IG as well. You can get him at gonano_official and on Facebook. It's Facebook. You'll find him under gonano.ca. Man, I'm impressed, man. I'm totally impressed. You guys were reserved on the call. I wasn't expecting this much. And there was a lot of science, too, which is great, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. You guys ready for these guys?
Sure.
Yeah.
One by one. A person you guys would trade places with for a day.
My younger self.
How much younger? Like teenager before you meet women or meet all get problems?
Yeah, no, I'd say probably in my 20s.
Okay.
Sometime in my 20s, yeah.
You guys are younger than me.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe something like a fire pilot.
Yeah.
That would be like that could be like I'm an adrenaline junkie, so yeah. that will be maybe the kind of it'd things like
cool.
Yeah.
It would be pretty cool at all. Guilty pleasure.
Chocolate.
Eating. Guilty pleasure. Just being on the couch and doing nothing for a day.
It's not bad. What is your least favorite tool?
Least favorite tool.
Least favorite tools. That's a good one.
Hold on here.
That much from. I'm from a little bit from construction, but because I'm from
a tool could be metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
Right. We've had people say politicians and things like that. Right.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Favorite tool. God, man, that's a good question.
No least favorite tool that you guys don't like picking up. Like
least favorite tools, I'll say, bureaucracy. Especially running a business like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, too many laws, too many things. Especially like when it comes to the construction, like in Quebec we have like all the or even here
CCQ.
CCQ.
I know all about the CCQ. So
that's like RBQ and all of
the
that.
The only thing is we spell it MAFIA here.
Okay. Yeah, it's just like they're trying to regulate everything, which doesn't make sense.
If I think of what I do for work, I would say Facebook.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, life would be better without it.
Yeah, they kind of got you by the balls, right? Yeah, you have to use it, right? It's one of the most effective
You're reluctant ways, to use it when you do you use it. You wish that it was just like, listen, man, if it was all about social, just let us be social.
Exactly.
No, you want to police us, right?
Yep.
Biggest risk you guys ever took?
Starting GoNano.
It's paying off, though.
Yep.
I could see it being monstrous soon, man.
Yep.
Then you can relax and figure out the next one.
Yeah.
For yourself, Charles?
Yeah, I'd say going from working with a Fortune 100 company to jumping ship and going to work with GoNano. It was a risk, but it was, to me, it was...
Brand new idea, brand new everything, right?
It was a no-brainer. I saw the potential, the innovation. I was like, no, this is going to be amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. Best compliment you guys ever got?
Resilience.
That's a good one.
Best compliment. Being called dad, right? When I first became a father, you know, having that kid look up to you and call you dad, or having the opportunity to become a father. Yeah.
I like that. Favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage.
Macallan 12.
Tequila.
What never fails to make you guys laugh?
A good show.
TV show?
No, like a good, in Quebec, it's really, like there's a lot of comedian, and like a good, good comedian.
Why did they get rid of Just for Laughs?
I don't know.
Bankrupt.
No, it's the guy that was owning it. It was, he got caught into the middle of a sexual something.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was always a blast to go to Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got caught at a, yeah.
What else makes you
stupidity?
Oh yeah, or that,
you know,
puts a smirk on your face.
Dark humor.
Yeah, it does.
Dark humor. We're pretty good.
Things people do, and you're just going, oh my god.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Yeah,
and sometimes you question us a little dark.
Yeah,
not that I haven't had my share of stupid moments, but I'm
we
just
all
saying,
have, but we laugh at them.
Yes, exactly.
Worst piece of advice you guys ever got?
A lot from people that tell you things, but they are not in this picture. Like,
did you get a lot of resistance on this at the beginning? A lot?
Yeah.
A lot of people saying,
you're crazy, especially when I started, because like I did 2 years in Quebec, and right away I went to Texas. And people were like, wait, you're crazy. Why you're not building in Quebec? Like, people can't believe sometimes, like in Canada, we're really small-minded. And it's like
Texas is a great proving ground.
Exactly. And it's like, and yeah, no, at the beginning it was hard, like a lot of people, but for me it was like friends as well. Like a lot of people, you're crazy why you're doing that, like just go and do, and lot of bad advice from people, like not just one, like tons. And that's when like you have to decide from who you listen in life. Yeah,
it's a vetting process at that point.
Yeah,
you just decide, I don't want to talk to you anymore, that's it.
But the way I see it now, it's more like I have friends that I do snowboard and bicycle with, but I might not talk with them about business, right? So it depends.
I don't see what you see.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple.
Yeah.
Worst advice you ever got, Charles?
Don't follow your heart. Don't follow your heart or your gut. That's it comes back to kind of what he was saying, right? It was when I was doing the transition from, I used to work for General Motors. And when I was doing the transition from that to GoNano, it was basically my gut, my heart was saying, no, this is a good move. And there was a lot of backlash from people going, are you crazy? You're leaving a pension from a huge corporation. It's safe. And I was like, no, this just feels right. And
good.
Yeah.
What profession other than your own would you guys like to attempt one day?
Firefighter. No, not fire, but a pilot. I don't know. Something that goes fast and that's scary. Or, I don't know. No, actually, maybe like surf instructor in the South, right? Nothing. Like, let's say like you're
there's putting... Like no stress.
No there. Stress, yeah. Right? You're just waking up. You're going to the beach, waiting if customer come. If not, you're just sitting. I couldn't. I will go crazy. But like sometimes I'm seeing these guys and I'm like, oh my God, dude, looks so chill. And it's like in Costa Rica, it's like Pura Vida. And I'm like, oh yeah, Pura Vida, man.
But it might be a little too chill.
It will be, but like, I will trade, like, again, to your like the other question, like, I will trade maybe like a day or two sometime with them. Maybe. Like, just live a life without stress could be cool.
I've always wanted to, I think in my retirement, I go, I want to do woodworking. That's something that I've always loved, building stuff. I'm not great at it, but I love building furniture.
But there's a beginning for everything.
There is, yeah.
Whenever I see something that's magical online and it's a work of art, in my opinion, it's made from wood.
Yeah.
I'm sure that that's not the first piece that the person created.
Nope.
Yeah.
They got the skill to get to that point. Same with musicians, any artist. Yep. It takes time, right?
Artists.
My stepdad was just amazing with his hands, and he had a shop. He had a shop in the back of the house, huge shop. And he was a school teacher by trade, but had amassed like a huge, like just
every tool possible.
Every tool. Yeah, exactly. And I'd go back there with him and start playing, you know, helping him out with some of his projects. And that just got me going. I loved it. And he bought me some of my first tools, and that was it for me. Yeah.
Favorite curse word?
Tabarnak.
It's always the go-to when I have a Quebec person here. Yeah, it's always a go-to.
It's the most the most versatile one.
Yeah,
you can use it everywhere.
Probably the one. Well, I don't know if I should say it, but
we talking about see you next Tuesday. It's been shared a number of times.
Well, it's probably cocksucker. I don't know.
Oh, that one too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm waiting for a surprise. There's no surprises in construction. No. What's your favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
You mean the brand?
Anything. It could be anything. I've had people say running shoes.
Oh.
Like, it could be anything at all. But obviously, a lot of people.
I love fasting.
They like cars. They go right to cars, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah.
Any particular? Hypercars or old school muscle cars?
Hypercar.
Hypercar?
I'm that type of guys, yeah. I love muscle car too. Like, one day I'll have a collection of car. That's one of the things that I want to go with. But yeah, I just love going fast, and I love racing. Like, that's one thing that I love, because when you race, you don't think about anything else, right? You don't have time.
You can't.
Yeah, exactly. But that's where, like, for me, it's like a moment that, like, I just think about nothing else, pump my adrenaline. And I love it. That's like, bicycle going downhill. I go to Whistler every summer. I love that. Or being on my motocross doing wellies. I just stop thinking about everything.
You ever gone to the Salt Flats?
Salt Flats?
In Utah?
No.
No? I want to try that one day. I would go there just to see the land speed records.
Yeah.
Just to race it in there.
Yeah.
The riverbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
The riverbed, right?
No.
Maybe go Nan on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Maybe one of my goals one day have be part of a racing team with Gonano. Like, that will be some because we could create product for cars, so that's part of the process long term.
For sure you could.
Yeah.
We call him our mad scientist, by the way.
But that would work.
He's always, you
know. It would be part of
the colors would work.
Yeah.
Totally would work.
Yeah.
What's yours, Charles?
It has to be, I mean, it's just very simple. It's a wheelchair. Vehicle. It's a wheelchair. he's quite a bit younger than I am, right? And so the joke is, whenever we're out in public, he pays.
What, he looks for the handicap spots or something?
Yeah, he's like, oh, there's your spot, or he'll tell the waitress, I'm paying for my dad. Right?
Wait a minute, how young are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, you're a baby still, man. Yeah. Holy, man. I'm 20 on you, man. 21 on you.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're the same age.
Yeah. But you don't have as much gray as I do, man.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm lucky that way. Yeah.
What was yours? Sorry, wheelchair? Yeah. No, not a wheelchair.
I think because I was exposed to so much traveling in a car as a kid. To me, I love it, and traveling alone in a car.
It's best.
It's the best, man. It's the
best.
Because I just get into my head, music, and it's like, we were originally from out east, but we lived out west for most of my youth. And my brother and I would drive back and forth from Saskatchewan to Northern Ontario, because that's where our cousins were. And I loved that drive. And I tune out, listen to music, and I was in my element. Yeah.
So a station wagon with a reverse third seat on something?
Exactly. No seat belts.
Wood grain no on the outside?
Yeah.
That kind of idea?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had one of those.
Yeah. Last question. If heaven exists, what would you guys like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates? We get serious here, eh? Oh, I just got real quiet.
Yeah. Jesus. Man, you got some amazing questions that really get you thinking.
I've never heard it this quiet before.
Yeah.
For that last question.
He'd say, do you want to join the house band?
I don't know. Yeah. What God? We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. What you want to join me changing the life? Just like, I don't know. It goes really deep for me because I did some kind of in Tulum back in the days, and it's like it's basically just like it comes back to changing people's ways of thinking. It's like, and having just like doing the right thing. Come mm-hmm. with me doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. That's for me. It's really the main idea of it. Yeah, it's something that you can take in Tulum that makes you think a lot different ways. But yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you so much, man.
Thanks to you.
Thanks for having us.
Are you back home or are you staying
here?
Yeah,
you're flying back to Montreal tonight.
Yeah. This has been a pleasure having you guys in the studio. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I loved a little bit of science, and mm-hmm. I encourage anybody to reach out to you guys and start a dealership and expand your own personal business as well too, right?
Yep.
Offer it up as a service.
Yep.
Yeah.
Season's coming. Spring's coming. Everyone's getting ready for it.
It's time.
Right? So, again, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
That's it. We're out of here.